Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Tanae Williams on the line, and she is founder of Level Up Advisors. Tanae, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. This is exciting.
Ah, Tanae, I'm excited to get into today's content. So 24K in 24 hours. You're working with a lot of people in real estate and consulting, and you have a lot to share and a lot to offer. And I'm excited to bring this content to my audience. But just before to get us started, we'll start this episode like we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Tanae, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Tanae, what mission matters to you?
Helping first-generation millionaires on their journey. And what I mean by that is a lot of us, we were just talking before the broadcast, all about bootstrapping. So it's if you don't have anyone to lead you, I'm here to help lead others down better paths than I went. So that's my mission.
That's awesome. And love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs on the line. And my message that I always tell people is that, like, you don't have to have all this figured out in the beginning. Like, it takes time. I mean, I'm like 20 businesses in. So I always use myself as the example for the entrepreneurs that are out there that get it right on the first shot and on the first business. Good for you. That wasn't my story. So I'm excited to hear how you're helping entrepreneurs. And maybe just to go a little further, like, how did you get started on this journey of just entrepreneurship?
It's so, that's such a great question, Adam, because my main reason, and it's probably my biggest mission, is to help teen moms know that they don't have to be done or only be able to get a job. And so I was a teen mom. I had my first, my son is 31, 32 in a couple of days. And a lot of people look at me and they go, how's that? So I have a 32 and I have a 29. So I have my first two at 16 and 19 and my last baby girl at 31. But those first two drove me to not want those kids to have anything less but the best. And so I wanted to build wealth for my boys so that we could live in a very nice neighborhood, so that we could live the way we wanted to. And I just wanted to build wealth for them to be able to pass down to them. That was my main driver for years.
Wow, what an amazing story. And so then you essentially, so at some point along the line, you discover real estate maybe as a mechanism. Like how did that come about?
So like most people who have a desire to make money, sales. I was very good at sales. That was a number one. I sold cars at first at 18, I think. Of course, I worked at McDonald's like a lot of us. And
I wish I had that experience. People always tell, I'm like, I wish I worked at McDonald's. That's the one that I didn't do. But and selling cars now that I think about it. But I'm in. Go ahead. Like, I feel like everybody should sell cars at some point to learn those skills.
I think selling cars was probably, gosh, that really it helps you to talk to people. Yeah. And sell. I mean, it is probably the A number one way to sell. You know, so you have to sell, you have to know your product, and then you have to sell, even though someone's coming into a dealership to buy a car. So, you know, you're just greeting them. There's this competition within the office of who can sell 20 cars a month. At least that was the goal when I was doing it. And so I was one of the top salespeople. And but I went on. It's so funny because I thought this wasn't a thing anymore, but I recently heard another entrepreneur talking about how they sold Kirby vacuum cleaners. I had a job selling Kirby's. And then all of that kind of led into insurance somehow. Yeah. And I found insurance, and it was really, really crazy because at 19, I'm fully licensed with my Series 6, 63, and my Series 7. Okay. And I want.
Wait a minute. At what age? That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Now, mind you, by 19, I had already moved out of mom's house. I had already left New York and gone to Milwaukee and was a full-time mom going to school. And I've got to provide for my family. So, and that's
for just anybody out there making excuses, right? Like, yeah. This is an amazing story. Continue, Tanae, please.
No excuses. So what's funny is my mom was like, why are you trying to kill me? So when it comes to black families are not generally interested in insurance. And they tell you, like, especially at that level, anyways, it's just like, I don't want to buy life insurance, you know. Yeah. So, and then my peers are not buying life insurance because they're 19, 20, 21. So,
yeah.
I did fairly well. I actually became very good at being a leader and finding others to sell insurance. And that was at wow. Primerica. Yeah, that was at Primerica Financial Services, if you remember. And then I realized I could do better. And I worked at a few other companies. And so insurance kind of led to real estate because we had to help people with their debt and with their financial planning. And so that opened my eyes to real estate.
And so just to pause for a moment, because I love your journey, meaning you tried different things, you did different, businesses, different entrepreneurial ventures, and then, finally transitioned into real estate and consulting. And so, there's some people out there watching this. Just for context, we're recording this in February of 2022. Lots of shift in the workforce, lots of, changes in business and entrepreneurial ventures, and not a little unsettled for many people. But like I said in the beginning of this, like, we don't have to have it all figured out in the beginning. Like, we're all in this journey together. So what kind of things would you tell to maybe some of those people that are going through some of these transitions, kind of the same way that you did early on?
Oh, gosh. I'm so glad I'm on the Mission Matters show, because I promise you, in 2020, that was like everything. I've been so passionate my entire life to try and get a message to everyone around me that you don't have to settle for the job you're looking for. You don't have to wait for this job money that's going to pay you $10 or $15 an hour or whatever, $20 an hour, or deal with that boss that, you don't like, or wait for that corporate increase, or, for some reason, I don't know why people do that. I've always been trying to tell people you can make your own, life. You can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to, find something. My dad, and I credit a lot of this to my dad, because I was working in the grocery store that we had at 9 years old. Okay. And I also sold videotapes on the street when VHS tapes were hot.
Wow.
Okay.
So your dad had free labor, and then yeah. You were like,
yeah. So, I used to make at 12, 13 years old, $100 on a Saturday. So
that's awesome. Never mind. That's not free.
Yeah. So, no, not free labor, not at all. I got paid, but he always said, to pick up a broom. If you need a job, pick up a broom, go sweep outside the store, go do this, pick up, you want to make more money, you need to work. Yeah. And that's all I knew. And wow. So it was like, create a job for yourself. You do not need to wait for anyone to create a job for you. And so I've always known that it was instilled in us from a very, very young age.
Mm. Yeah. So how we're going to create value. And I think when I think about like the business world and the marketplace in general, it's like, how do you add value? Like just in general, like, does it matter the niche, the industry, what you're doing? Like everybody has something to give. And, you know, there's possibly somebody on the other side that's willing to pay you for that talent or that skill that you have. So I think it's a great message. So let's switch it up a bit here, Tanae. I want to get into 24K in 24 hours. Like, what was the inspiration for this?
Well, once I did get into real estate, you know, most of the courses taught you how to flip contracts. So I did really well with that for several years. And then it taught how to, you know, fix and flip. And so being a single mom at times and also being a teen mom and just kind of a young mom, I did not have the credit or the stack of cash savings. So all of the courses that had to do with how to buy real estate with no money down or how to buy real estate, you know, all the creative financing, courses I was all into. And that's how I learned, to basically find a really good deal and fix and flip it and, you know, find a homeowner that needs to leave. I'll tell you a really quick story. I was in San Diego one year. This is early 2000s. And I found a property by searching for it and, you know, all of the whatever the ways I was searching for it at that time. Yeah. It was a great property in a nice suburban neighborhood. And when I went to look at that time, we had no fear on door knocking. So I went to go and find the property. Everything you could see that it was a from ceiling to floor kind of glass front. So you see inside the living room and everything was thrown all over the place. The bags were packed in plastic bags and everything. So this property was about, let's say, I don't remember the exact numbers, but let's say it was going for about $60,000 and the property was worth $350,000. So really, really nice neighborhood. So I'm asking the neighbors, I'm knocking on the door. Hey, what happened? You know, where'd the owners go? And so I got a neighbor and the neighbor goes, they're in jail. So I literally went and found the person in jail, went to visit them in jail and offer them a contract in jail. Would you believe that this woman had already been offered a contract and signed it the day before I got there? That's how fierce it was. Anyway, so that was, you know, just one of the sidebar of that story. That's one of my craziest stories. However, I wanted to be able to buy that house myself. And so at a point, I learned how to find private money, but I didn't know how to really have enough money for down payments. So I still was stuck in flipping. After a while, my ex-husband and I started a construction company as well. And that construction company was really good with business credit. I learned how to get business credit for the construction company. Yeah. And so I realized, here's a way I could get, because I would get $50,000, $100,000, $150,000. Of course, at this point, I finally figured out the credit thing. And so, you know, between the business credit with no guarantor and business credit with us as the guarantor, we were able to build up our company. And so after the 2008 crash, it was like, well, I've got this loan over here at Wachovia. Why don't we use that money to, and Wachovia isn't in business anymore, so you know how old I am. But why don't we use this money to buy this property? And then it just opened up an entire new world where we were able to now go to that next level of fix and flip because I had the money for the 10% down payment, you know, which would be $40,000, $50,000. Before that, I would usually, you know, put together friends and family to have $10,000 here, $20,000 here on an LLC to get it done. But now I didn't have to bring those people in with the business credit. So we've been doing that for several years. And 24K in 24 hours is the newest hack that I found that will allow someone to get business credit and be able to pay for things that they can't really afford yet. Like, for instance, some of the tools we use, like PropertyShark.com or PropStream.com or your website, or you've got to pay for your podcast, or you've got to buy a new iPhone. You've got to do any of these things. You can literally buy all of those things with this particular line. And I figured out a way to get cash. And it's really, really, it's the latest hack. And these things change. Gosh, they change probably every 2 months. They're always changing. So, you know, the banks are always changing. And so that's why I've come up with this free ebook, 24K in 24 hours, and how to use business credit for your real estate business.
Now, I definitely want people to, and we'll give you the opportunity to let people know where they can download a copy and where they can get a copy, of course. But just to give people a little bit of I want them to go grab it. Of course, they have all the information, but how is this something that anybody's able to do? Is you have to be like, you know, give us a little bit of a feel of kind of the mechanics of the type of people that, let's just say, could qualify for something like that.
Well, the qualification, remember, my background has always been bootstrapping. So I'm always trying to find, and actually I've become a bit of an expert amongst my clients as the go-to person on how to figure out how to structure a deal with little to no money. Yeah. So even
that's a great resourceful tool.
Yeah. Even if you've got a wad of cash and you still want to use the least amount of your own personal cash as you can. It's so funny because there was a principal, one of my clients who was a principal of a school. She was coming out of Board of Education, or actually she's still a principal, and she wanted to start flipping properties. So she came to us for to get her business funded, actually, because she was trying to do exactly what I'm saying. She needed money for the down payment. I was able to get her funding for her purchase, but she didn't have the money for the draws, and she didn't have enough money, you know, for the down payment unless she dipped into her 401k. So this is a lady that has, she's got 800 FICO scores. Yeah. She's got excellent credit. She went to her bank and she says, "Hey, I need $50,000. And the bank goes, "For a new business? No. No matter that she had 800 scores, no matter that her mortgage was at that bank, no matter that she had been at that bank for 20 plus years,
wow,
they would not give her a startup loan. So I just wanted to give that kind of frame so you understand my thinking. So when you ask me, what is the qualifications? There really aren't any. There aren't any qualifications at all. And, the only qualification is to have a company, is to have an LLC or a some sort of business entity. And we actually walk you through how to do that. And then you'll get, there's a few other things, you know, your company has to be listed. You need to have your own business phone number. You need to have your own business address. It shouldn't be your home address. So we give you all those little pointers. So even if you can't get your funds within 24 hours, because you've got to do all your setup for stuff first, we show you how to do that. And then on Level Up Advisors, we have an entire course on how to get that set up. So it might not take you 24 hours if you're not already a business, but if you are a business, you've got an EIN, you should be good to go.
I think that's a great transition, actually. I do want to go and explore Level Up Advisors more. So tell us a little bit more about your company.
So we've been talking about my passion for entrepreneurs and helping them, you know, get to their scale and scale their business. And so my main thing is helping people avoid some of the hurdles that I had. For instance, we were just talking 2 seconds ago about how to set up your business entity. Right. I remember at the very beginning, oh gosh, in Las Vegas, Nevada. I got stories for days.
I love it. That's good. Keep the stories coming. They're good stories. Contract in jail. That's the first one I've heard of that.
But in Las Vegas, Nevada, I started one of my first companies. It was called United Entertainment and Stars. And at that time, I was trying to help voiceover talent people that wanted to do shows, get on stage and things like that. And this is like early 20s. When I think about it, I'm like, what was I doing at 21? Dang. But that's, you know, my journey's been interesting. So at that time, so it was United Entertainment or United Marketing Telecom, or I don't remember. It was something, I think I was selling T1s. I think I got confused just now. But it was one of the first companies, and I tried to get my business license filed, and I didn't know where to go. So what they usually do is they tell you, if you call the state or you call the city's office, they would tell me, you've got to go to, you've got to get a fictitious business name. That's incorrect. No, I do not want to be a sole proprietor. It's something stupid like that. Or when I try to do my EIN number, and you go to EIN.com and you find out that, and you pay $50 for EIN.com.
Yeah.
Oops. It's on the IRS website and it's free. Dang.
Yeah. They get you. There's some funnels out there.
Oh my goodness. And you call the city though, the city, or you go to the Small Business Administration, mm-hmm. and they completely do not tell you what you're supposed to do at all when you're just getting started. They don't tell you to just go to the Secretary of State and file it online. So Level Up Advisors is for startups and scale ups. So we've dealt with businesses from all stages, from that very infant startup stage to businesses that are doing, 300,000 a year to 10 million a year to, a mid-sized company. We've helped them with funding. We've helped business owners and real estate investors with their funding. Mm. Our expertise, and this is with my other company, Gotham Capital, we fund loans that usually you walk into your bank and you don't know that that these other investors exist, private equity firms, hedge funds, all these other investors that have much more aggressive underwriting guidelines. So we developed the e-learning platform as a way to help the startups and scale-ups that we couldn't help anymore. So, I couldn't really field those calls. Yeah. Today, how do you do this? Today, can you help me do this? Today, can't. You know, so the e-learning platform was actually originally developed in 2016. After COVID in 2020, we renamed it from Gates of Gotham University to Level Up Advisors, and we added several courses. And I think it's really a big deal. My journey is the types of courses that I try and get in there. All the challenges that I had to solve at every level of business is what we try and get in there. Like my newest challenge, which is actually the last course that's not even done yet. My newest challenge in my personal business is how to raise venture capital. I know that's the last plateau for me. And as soon as I figure that part out, that's it. No holds, no one's going to stop me.
What an amazing journey. And what I like about your platform, though, is that all the things that you're teaching or that you're sharing with entrepreneurs and startups are things that you've gone through. So this isn't stuff that you're just kind of like theorizing or anything like that. Like, it's stuff that you've done, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we've got social media marketing in there. We've got, you know, how to set up a Shopify in there. We've got crypto training in there. We've got financial analysis in there. We've got branding in there. And the platform was developed so that other professionals, other course makers can actually put their courses on the platform. So it's not just all about me. We want to consolidate the entrepreneurial education industry, and it really needs to be consolidated because really a lot of information's on YouTube. It's scattered here, it's scattered there. You might find something for free that's also costing $20,000, but you didn't know. So we want to consolidate that information and become the first, you know, entrepreneurial education educational platform that most of the you know, well-recognized course creators are on. And so that's the goal for Level Up Advisors.
Oh, that's awesome. That's exciting. And so I'll just have to say, like, having you on the show, learning more about your background, 24K in 24 hours, your journey, also what you're doing at Level Up Advisors. I mean, you're really helping the other entrepreneurs out there to succeed. And, you know, and that's a big deal. That's a big deal at Mission Matters. And we're happy to share that content. That being said, I mean, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? I feel like with the stories you've shared, I feel like there's a lot of things that coming up on the horizon. Like, what's next for you? What's next for Level Up Advisors?
Well, Level Up Advisors is, you know, going through it's going through its growing pains for sure. We actually developed it in September of 2020. We started redevelopment of the platform. We also have another side of the platform called the UMI DAO. It's a cryptocurrency, and it's actually a system that's being developed that would allow business owners to get funded. Like it's a crowdfund source based on our own cryptocurrency, UMI. And so Level Up, our biggest thing is just getting more advisors on there, improving the courses. And we want to compete with Udemy.com. So, but our site is only going to be entrepreneurial education. So that's the biggest thing. And then in the other side of things on the real estate world, since October, I have now gone into multifamily investing because, we've already accomplished getting up to 27 units that are rented.
Congratulations. That's a big deal.
Yes. And so, and that's my sons and I. So I accomplished my goal with my sons. The oldest got in trouble in the Army from speeding. Oh. He spent a New Year's speeding.
Somebody, he's going to be mad you told that story.
I know he's going to be mad at me. But however, other than that, I've never had that challenge, that scare. And I feel so sorry for moms that have. But I've been able to accomplish that. That was what I wanted to do when I set out at 18, is to give them the best possible life. You know, he trades, the oldest one, he trades options. And right now he's in Dominican Republic actually doing Airbnbs. So he's opening up international for us. And youngest one. Oh,
they have the mom's entrepreneurial spirit for sure.
They do. And you know, I'm so proud of those two. They're just, as you can see, they're just everything. So multifamily though. So we've experienced landlording and found there's a better way. So by going into 50 units and better, so I'm looking at much bigger deals now. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that is my 2022. It's Level Up Advisors and purchasing 1500 units this year.
Oh man, this is what a great journey. So if somebody is watching this and they want to learn more about Level Up Advisors or 24K in 24 hours, what's the best way for them to reach out and to connect with you and your team?
Levelupadvisors.com. We actually got that name and I was surprised it was available. So you can go to levelupadvisors.com and get your free ebook, 24K in 24 hours. You can go to Toolbox, just click on the tab Toolbox at levelupadvisors.com and you'll see the book right there. I actually just got back the final version about 20 minutes before the broadcast. So for all of you that are going to go ahead and download that, you'll see it by the end of the evening if we put it in an automated situation for you. So that's it, Adam. I really appreciate being on your show. This is so awesome. It's my first podcast, by the way.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you here. And what a great message you've given. And for everybody that's watching this, we will put the all in the show notes. We'll put the links to Tanae's website, the ebook, all that good stuff. And we're recording this in February of 2022. So by the time this goes live, that ebook will be out and ready for you to get. So no big deal there. And if this is your first time with us at Mission Matters, we're a platform that's all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, like what gets them out there into the marketplace and wanting to make a difference and how do they make that difference. So we're all about mission-based individuals and bringing them on the show. If that's the type of content that you're into, then we definitely invite you to hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based entrepreneurs coming up. And Tanae, really, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Adam.